Nita Lowey, Democrat of New York's 17th District, in office since 1988. Boehner leaves. Speaker Boehner leaves. We get Ryan, Speaker Ryan now. And a budget deal is arrived at with Boehner, his gift to Ryan, as we say, on his way out the door. Ryan reacts and says, well, I don't like the way it was done, but it's clearly he becomes the beneficiary. What do you make of the whole thing?
Well, first of all, as you know, I'm ranking member for the Democrats on the Appropriations Committee, and not only did I work for a two-year bipartisan budget agreement, we made sure that it would increase funding equally for defense and non-defense investments and protects the full faith and credit of the United States because it prevented the United States from defaulting on its debt. And the president signed this agreement into law last week. And let's face it, I've been calling for relief from damaging austerity-level budget cuts for a while because we have to make some important investments. So this budget deal, in my judgment, provides some relief if the Republicans will work with Democrats to finalize the 12 spending bills before the December 11th deadline. I'm very worried about some of the poisonous riders they're going to want to put on the bill, and I'm going to have to fight it. And I think it's also important to remember that this deal helps Social Security and Medicare. It averts the harmful reduction in Social Security disability insurance benefits in 2016. And it helps 16 million Americans who would have otherwise faced an imminent spike in Medicare Part B premiums of over $50 a month. And if you're a senior, you're struggling. $50 a month is a lot. So we're going to work on this bill, and hopefully, and you just never know, but hopefully, the new speaker will prevent all these riders.
Can you explain that, Nita? Could you explain that to us? First of all, a lot of people who are listening don't know what a rider is, and then why they're poisonous.
Yeah, because there are many people on the other side of the aisle that want to get rid of Planned Parenthood. You remember that battle has been going on for a while, and if they attach a rider, we call it a rider, to this bill, that could destroy the whole bipartisanship. There are some people who will support coal. Mm-hmm. Many of us want to have alternate sources of energy. So if you're going to put riders on there having to do with Planned Parenthood or coal, there are many people who are not going to support it and can cause a lot of problems. So I'm very concerned. Look, I have enormous respect for Speaker Ryan. I got to know him because of a congressional delegation trip to Saudi Arabia. In fact, I don't know if you know, he calls me Mom and I call him Sonny Boy. And I wished him luck. I look forward to working with him. He's bright. He cares. And I hope we could have good bipartisan work with his leadership, because unless we continue to cooperate on a bipartisan basis, it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. And I'm very, very concerned about this. There are a lot of important issues that we have to deal with. And if we get bogged down and we don't have a deal by December 11th, it would be bad for all the groups that benefit from this important bill.
I used to have a kid in my class many years ago named Vinny. People laughed at him, but he always asked profound questions if you listen to him. And his profoundest question is, how is it really? That's what you say. How is it really? How does it work? You're the ranking member on this very prestigious and important committee.
Right.
Do they come to you? Do they try to twist your arm? Do they try to sweet talk you? How does it work?
Well, I take that responsibility very seriously, and we're just in the middle of commemorating Veterans Day. I've been to veterans events all weekend, and we try and make sure that in this bill, we're appropriately funding the Veterans Administration, that we're appropriately funding the important work that we have to do to prevent veteran suicide rates, which have gone up. So as we're dealing with these bills, again, I said the agreement is a positive step, but it's only a first step. And these contentious policy riders, whether it's, as I said, women's health, financial regulations, environmental protection, U.S. policy towards Cuba, these are very difficult issues. And as the ranking member, I try and work with my counterparts in the House, Republican counterpart, and Barbara Mikulski in the Senate, and we hope we can work across the aisle so that we get a real full-year appropriations package that creates jobs, protects our national security, and a whole range of critical services on which hardworking American families rely.
Yeah, but there's
going to be a lot of negotiations going on.
But how do they do that? You know, do they knock on your door and say, "Can we?" I'm thinking interpersonally. How does it work? He calls you, you know, the new speaker calls you mom, you call him sonny boy. There's affection there. Does affection count?
Well, it certainly means that you can talk to each other with a fair bit of dignity rather than unpleasantness. But, look, the hardest job was done by Boehner before he left.
Sure.
And now the new speaker is going to have to deal with his Freedom Caucus that likes to say no to everyone and puts in place what I call these riders on very controversial issues. So we're going to have to work hard. Look, we saw what happened on the highway transportation bill. This bill is essential. The Republicans have been ducking it, and we finally got together in a bipartisan way, and I voted for the six-year, $325 billion highway reauthorization bill this week. This isn't part of appropriations, and it doesn't provide highway funding levels that really are robust enough to meet our infrastructure needs. But it does enable state and local governments to undertake large-scale projects, which were not possible under the short-term stopgap measures used to fund our country's transportation system. So what happened with that bill, the Democrats and the Republicans who wanted to get a deal worked hard together, and the funding levels are not as good as we'd like because as far as I'm concerned, the highway bill provides real jobs, strengthens America, puts us to work. But it was a compromise, and it's a six-year bill. So hopefully we don't have to battle about it. By the way, one of my key priorities was included. I have been working on investment in what's called DADS, the Driver Alcohol Detection System for Safety. It's an important research program because what essentially it means, the equipment in the car can let the driver get in, but he can't drive the car. It's an unobtrusive touch and breath-based technology that could quickly determine whether the driver is drunk when he or she tries to start the car. So I think it's important, and I'm very pleased. In fact, I did a press conference in White Plains about this, and they brought the car down to show some of my colleagues and the cameras that were there. It really will save so many lives.
Need a load?
Back to Paul Ryan. We'll see when it comes to appropriation whether he can get everyone together and work together, because it's really, really important to do.
Nita Lowy, we love having you on, and in fact, we are honored when you're on with us because you're a very important lady. And
I thank you.
And we thank you for everything you're doing. When we come back the next time, let's talk about the Tappan Zee Bridge, okay?
I'd love to do that.